This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, Chronicles of an Unlikely Couple, where we will share our swinger escapades, the good, the bad, the sexy, and the not so sexy.
Enjoy the show, everybody.
Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So the first thing we want to talk about this week is our awesome partner, Cassidy. They are amazing to us, and we love the site so much. So Cassidy.com, for those of you who don't know what it is a great place to meet other like-minded people.
This is an explicit podcast meant for those singles, over the age of 18.
Event hosts, yeah. Kind of everything you could possibly need in the lifestyle. You can find it at Cassidy.com, including our community page, which has fucking exploded.
Yeah, it's like almost 800 people. It's fucking amazing. I can't believe it. You told me that. I couldn't believe it.
It is so cool. We have people from all over the country, even some people from international representation on our page right now. So we are really going to beef that up. We did do a topic this week, a forum topic around some tips and tricks for newbies on Cassidy.
Yeah.
So if you want to contribute to that, we would love you for it.
Yeah.
And just in general, it's a great site. Plus, if you go to our website, frontporchswingers.com, we have a banner for Cassidy on there. Mm-hmm. If you use that banner to sign up, you get 30 free days of all of the paid services of Cassidy. So
yeah, very cool.
It is awesome, and we highly recommend it.
Yeah, get on there and click that banner and use it. Use the site and enjoy it, and you'll be addicted.
Yeah, and add us as friends. We love to keep in touch with everyone and hear about all of your super sexy Cassidy meetups.
Yeah, for sure.
What else do we need?
Well, we actually we got contacted by a couple.
Yeah.
That found us.
On like, Cassidy. I totally forgot about that. It was a Cassidy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was fun. So we have a personal Cassidy profile. Yeah. And I will state that the reason that we did that is because we don't want... It's not that we are hiding. It's that we want to protect the anonymity of our play partners. And some of them we have met on Cassidy.
A lot of
and
them.
We don't want people to assume that just because they're friends with us on Cassidy, that it means that we are fucking them, because that's not always the case. And even if it is, it's really nobody's business.
Right. They don't want that information out there, and we don't want to put it out there.
Right. So we have two separate pages for that reason. But this couple reached out to us on our personal profile
first,
because they only live like 3 hours from us, 2.5 hours.
Yeah. They're in
like
a neighboring state, but it's not far.
Right. So they reached out to us on there, and we kind of flirted back and forth a little bit, a couple of messages back and forth.
Yeah, they're hot.
And they're super fucking hot.
Yeah.
They asked us for our kick name, and we provided it, but we just never really, you know, nothing came of it. That was like a month ago.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, we've set up our Front Porch Swingers site, our page on Cassidy, and within a couple of days of setting that up, this same couple reaches out to us on there and goes, "Hey, where are you guys really located?
Right.
You know, are you anywhere near us, because we would love to meet you at some point."
Right.
And we didn't really give them specifics, because we're like, we're kind of protecting that.
Right.
But I recognized them immediately. Sure. And I was like, oh shit, like they're going to figure this. They're going to put two and two together.
For sure.
And sure enough, they did.
Within a day.
And we got messages from them on Kick, and her message was so fucking adorable and charming. The first one was like, "Hey, don't think we're stalkers, but..."
But you're the Front Porch Swingers.
"We totally know who you are, and we like the podcast," and they exchanged some photos with us, and like Brian said, these people are so smoking hot.
Yeah,
so
they really are.
It was just fun that it was like the first people to recognize us and kind of know who we are on a little bit more of a personal basis from the podcast.
Right.
And the fact that they are ridiculously attractive on top of that was just like a little cherry on the sundae.
Well, it's interesting because, again, we're in a small place and they're in a small place. So when you're in places this small, you look at the surrounding places, and that's how they found us, obviously.
Right.
You know, 3 hours away, it may seem like a lot to somebody. It's not here. So it was very cool that they found us.
Yeah, it was. So hopefully we'll meet them at some point. Maybe they'll even allow us to talk about it on the podcast. We have to ask their permission, because they totally listen.
Yeah, they know who we are. Yeah.
So that was really fun. Something else fun that happened this week, I had a little bit of a meet and greet with a single guy.
Yes, you did. It's you know, maybe some of these single guys are starting to listen, you know.
Well, I think that there's something to be said for older men.
Yeah, he's my age.
I'm already attracted to older men. I'm not really attracted to 28-year-old men. Absolutely nothing against those of you who are out there, unless you're a single douchebag dude, and then, you know, totally against you.
Right.
But it's just not really my thing. And the fact that this guy is older and distinguished and just very mature and cool definitely lends itself to the potential of him being a regular playmate.
Yeah, so we had the opportunity to meet him. We had some drinks with him, and you got to play with him. And looks like it could be a second date for you. We'll talk about that in a podcast or so to come.
Yes. Very soon, we'll recount it, because the night that we hung out with him was really hot, and I'm very excited to talk about it.
It was so fucking hot. I mean, for me, it was mind-numbingly hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, it took me by surprise.
Yeah, it was awesome. We had an interview this week.
We did, with a very cool couple.
Yes. So Normalizing Non-Monogamy is another lifestyle podcast out there. They do interviews every week, and they are very, they are much more cerebral than us, I would say.
Yeah, they're very intelligent people.
They're amazing.
But they have a great chemistry.
They do.
Finn is just kind of like that dry kind of sense of humor, you know?
Totally.
You
know, yeah, and Emma's like charming and adorable, yeah. And it was, the whole thing was just so much fun.
We had a great time.
It was like just having a conversation with like badass people.
We
not
talked
even
them for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. We had a Skype kind of interview with them. It was great.
So hopefully that'll be coming out on their show. But either way, you should totally listen to that podcast.
Yeah, they're super fun.
It is very much educational, and they have some really fucking cool people on their show.
Yeah,
so that was a blast.
Yeah. TabooToys.com.
Yes.
We had a fucking great time with that.
Oh, we sure did, because they sent us a bag of dildos.
Yeah, if you want to know how good a time we had, go to our YouTube channel and look up Suction Cup Dildo Play.
Watch taboo, my face light up like Christmas.
TabooToys.com, T-A-B-U. They sent us a bag of dicks in the mail, and we love them for that.
Yeah, we had a blast. Brian made me squirt.
Yeah.
Using one of the dildos.
Yeah.
And if you want to see which one, go watch the video. Plus, we're giving one away on our social media pages.
Yeah, you can jump on that, too. Literally.
Yeah. Jump on that dick.
Yeah.
But that was so much fun. We're going to continue to do some videos and other things on that YouTube channel. So make sure you subscribe to that, because there's going to be some really fucking cool stuff coming.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff planned, and Taboo Toys is a great partner. We really like those folks. Anybody that sends you a bag of dicks in the mail, I mean.
Yeah, they're okay in our book.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Here's a bag of dicks.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's awesome.
This week, we are going to talk about the third lifestyle party that we attended last night.
With the same group that we have been attending them the previous two.
Right. So to put this in context for everyone, we live in a state with very little lifestyle activity. Like, right. There are not a ton of, there's no clubs. Lifestyle clubs.
No.
There's very few like house parties and things like that. And you really have to like get in with the right group.
We'll talk about that. We got a score.
Yeah, we totally
we scored
did.
Some info last night.
But yeah, I mean, in general, it's just pretty hush hush. And this group is really the big group, the only very large statewide group.
Right.
And because of that, it's one of those things where it's like the previous two parties were not great for us, and we were left pretty disappointed by them.
Really disappointed.
But we talked about it, and we're like, okay, we have two options here. One is we don't attend these parties anymore, and we navigate it on our own, which we've had success with, but it's difficult and it's time consuming.
It is time consuming. We, you know, while we have a, you know, Cassidy, obviously a great place for us to meet folks, and we do a lot of that. And we've been very successful, but not easy.
No. And I mean, think about it from this perspective too. Like, when you go to these parties, you know, you have the potential of meeting a ton of people all at the same time.
Right.
Versus like when we meet a couple from Cassidy, we're talking with them, and then we're going out to dinner with them, and then
we're probably
meeting them for a drink again after that, and then we're fucking them if we like them.
Yeah. If we've gotten to the point where we're actually going to have a drink with you, that's step one. And then maybe we meet the second time, and maybe we play that night, or we play later, or not at all, like you said. So it's two or three times that we're going to meet that couple. That's a time consuming thing. It's a process. It's dating.
Right. So, I mean, for us, it was like, okay, if we go to this next party and we think of it more of like networking and speed dating, like that's how we wanted to go into this party.
Right.
And so we just went into it with a completely different mindset than we did the previous two. We had a lot less riding on this party, I think, as well.
Yeah. there was no pressure. We had no expectations.
Yeah, I mean, go back. If you guys haven't already, listen to episode 4 again. It was like, I was a fucking disaster before that. Yeah. I was taking notes. I brought 6 different outfits.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so ridiculous.
Yeah, we had like 3 suitcases.
Yeah, we did. For how overprepared we were for that event. And this one, it was like, we have nothing to lose. Like, we even said that on the way there. It was like, fuck it. We've got nothing to lose into this.
You know, we'll paint you a picture. You know, again, if you hadn't listened to episode 4 or you get the opportunity to listen to it again, you know, these things are held in shitty hotels. This thing was it's a crap hotel. So we stayed at that hotel the first time. We didn't do that this time. We stayed downtown, which is a great little historic area, in probably the best hotel in the city. And we had a great fucking room. We had a great view. We had a balcony. We had a super comfortable, 2 super comfortable beds. And because we were fucking either way.
Right.
That was going, I mean, we were having sex regardless.
So we wanted to have sex in a nice room, whether it was with each other or other people.
Yeah, we absolutely wanted to enjoy that. So, and we did. We had a great time. I want to just touch on this. I don't want this to come off sounding, you know, pretentious. We're not douchey. This place is a dump, is where it's held.
Yeah.
And we don't want to stay there. And for the difference between staying in that hotel or the best hotel in town was $30.
Right.
So we opted to stay 1.8 miles down the road at the best hotel in town and spend the extra $30. That's what we did. It was a $6 fucking Uber if you had to Uber it, probably, or less.
Well, and it's just it's a comfort thing. It's not, you know, to me, it's not about the, oh, we're staying in the nicest hotel. It's about if we're going to have a sexual interaction.
Yeah, it's
going to
be sexy.
We want it to be comfortable, and we want it to be in a place where we feel like, okay, this is like, we can really be ourselves here and we don't have to feel weird.
No, we want it to be sexy. This place had a bar in it. It was very cool. And it was a nice, really very, you know, kind of chic hotel.
Yeah.
Which we dug. And that's why we did that. So, you know, just to clarify that, it's not that, you know, we're being douchey. The hotel was just crap. So where the parties are held are crap.
Yeah. So we get dressed. We went out to dinner. Then we went back to our hotel and we got dressed before the event.
Well, we took our time. We weren't in a rush this time.
Yeah. We really, I mean, I put on my dress.
Yeah. What there was of it.
So if you guys are on our Twitter or Instagram page, I guess mostly Twitter, Instagram, like, cut the tits off. Yeah, so you could just see our faces.
Tits on Twitter.
But Twitter, like, my tits were out. And it's this hot ass pink
skin,
hot pink.
Tight. Yeah,
yeah,
curves in all the right places and touches you in the right places, and it was tits out. They were absolutely standing tall last night.
It was an amazing dress, and I really, really loved it.
Yeah.
And I put on some stiletto heels, and you were in a nice like blazer with a button up underneath. And we always want to look nice going to these things. We did. I participated in the theme a little bit this time.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal. It was just kind of a, you know, neon,
like neon
thing.
So I wore like a hot pink dress and bunny ears that were all lit up, and so, you know, it was a little bit silly. And we, like I said, we just kind of wanted to be a little bit more. We didn't, the first time you wore a fucking 3-piece suit.
Dude.
It was so stupid.
Yeah, I had no business wearing a suit.
It was awesome. You looked great, but like wearing it there was like, what are we doing? And I was wearing like a ball gown.
It was beautiful fucking gown, which slid up the center. So hot. But, you know, last night you weren't even wearing underwear. So it wasn't like we were super elegant last night.
You don't know I wasn't wearing underwear.
Yes, I do. My hands were on your butt all night. I know exactly how much you had on and how much you didn't have on.
Yeah, for sure. You did. But anyway, so we went to the event, and I think the first thing that was a little bit, as soon as we walked in the door, that set the tone once again for this party was what?
Well, you know, and again, let me say this. Let me give credit where credit is due. From the first party to the third party, they got exponentially better. This party, while it was in the same place that the first one was held, so it was still shitty, there was twice the number of people, maybe more. So the host did a solid job of building this thing up. Right?
Right.
He really
did. Lots of promotion,
yeah,
obviously.
He promoted the shit out of it. And he did take some constructive criticism from the last party we attended. He changed a couple of different things. He changed the manner of dress. He changed the themes. He changed the dance contest parameters. He did a few of those things. So he really has attempted to step this thing up. But we get there, and this is a host, by the way, that we've been to 3 parties now. We have corresponded with over the phone, digitally through email and text message.
Yep.
We walk in. We say hello to the guy, and he introduces himself to us like we've never met him before. I was like, hey.
Yeah, really nice,
you know,
to meet you guys. It was like, what?
You don't remember us? I mean, I shook his hand. I'm like, you don't remember who we are. It's not like we don't stand out. You know, I'm clearly 20 years older than you are.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not like we don't look like, we don't look like every other couple in this place.
Well, and also to put it in perspective, this is not a gigantic club. Like,
no.
The entire club over all of the cities they do this in.
And the entire state.
I think is like 212 members.
Right, but there's not even 212 active members.
No.
Right, and there's only like 60 people in this room. And you're and we're also, by the way, only one of two couples at this event that attended the same event the last time they held it in that city.
Right.
So you don't remember us? I mean, it was just bizarre to me. And it really kind of turned me off.
Yeah, it was a little strange.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we walk in and like Brian said, like you said, it was very much interactive. It was a completely different feel than the first time that we were at this particular city with previous group.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time it was just so like shitty, this weird divide between what people in the room as like the hot people and the not hot people.
Right.
And this was not that at all. It was very energetic and fun, and people were moving around and mingling and dancing and playing games.
There was some conviviality. I mean, there was some action in the room. You could feel there was some energy there, and it was a good vibe. We walked in, just started talking to people right away that we hadn't met before, and then we did see the couple that we recognized from the first event. We remembered their names right away. They were blown away that we remembered their names. They recognized us, and we had a nice conversation with them. And, you know, we met a number of people that we had never met before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, that part of it was good.
Yeah.
From a social perspective, I really enjoyed our time in that room. It was very fun.
Yeah, the back and forth was fun.
And I also really liked that, you know, people who we had never met were coming up and talking to us, and we were going and talking to them.
Yeah.
It wasn't a cliquish thing.
No, not
like
at all. I didn't feel any of that.
In one of the previous parties we had been to.
Two of them, really. The two of them. Yeah.
It was not that at all. And that was so appreciated and awesome.
Yeah.
I will say, and I'm going to say this, please, with a grain of salt, don't think I'm a shitbag for saying this, all of you listeners out there. I may totally be, and if I am, you can call me out on it. But I was a little bit shocked by the level of attractiveness in this room.
Well, I think what surprised me, and we talked about this, while the number of participants in this party grew exponentially, at least twice the number that was at this party the last time in the same city, while that number grew or doubled, let's say, the number of attractive couples did not grow with that number. And we've talked about this before. We're not looking for GQ models. I'm no fucking GQ model.
Well, you're super ridiculously handsome, but
no,
go on.
But only that's because you are super sweet. But, you know, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for fun people. We have to be attracted to you. There has to be some physical connection,
right?
You know, but at the same time, more importantly, is the character of these people. We want to enjoy hanging out with you. That makes it hotter for us. You could be the hottest couple on earth. If you have zero personality and we don't find you interesting to be around, this isn't going to work.
Well, that kind of lends itself to a point that we're going to make. So we had three, I would say, solid interactions where. Not salt. Okay, that's the wrong word. We had three separate interactions with people that were of a certain amount of time. Like, it wasn't just a, hey, how are you?
We interacted pretty well with these three couples.
Right. Not well.
We interacted for a length of time with these three particular couples. And then we actually had it narrowed down to, like, if we were going to play, it would be with one of these three couples.
Right. So the first couple that we ran into was, I recognized them when we walked in because I was pretty sure we had seen them in our town where we live.
Right.
And you were like, yeah, they do kind of look familiar.
He did,
and then
for sure.
We heard them tell someone else that they live in our town.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay,
that's how we know.
We're right. And so we talked with them a little bit, and he was very cool, very nice.
Yeah.
Super, you know, friendly and conversant with us, and that was fantastic. Provided a bit of information that we'll share at the end, because it's a little spoiler of hopefully awesome things to come.
Yeah.
But his significant other that was with him was so fucking drunk.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this when we talked in episode 4 about, you know, our comfort level with people who are wasted drunk.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, it's not sexy to us.
No.
that you're so drunk that you can barely have a conversation.
No.
And second of all, like, especially, and I don't mean to sound sexist at all, because I would hope everyone knows I'm not sexist. I talk all the time about female right. empowerment. But the reality is, a woman who is very, very intoxicated lends itself to so many safety issues and so many potential just, you know, just problematic things for us.
Well, listen, there's no way a woman, intoxicated as she was, she did not have the capacity to consent to anything.
Right.
And that's not someone we're playing with.
No, it's just so dangerous.
Her significant other was stone and cold shitty. Sober.
Yeah.
But I am not going to let him speak for her.
Right.
So we're not going to play that game. Also, we should say, we met two couples who not only live in our town, they live in our fucking neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they were one of them.
Yeah, they live two blocks from us.
So imagine having that kind of interaction with a couple who we literally could bump into walking down the street.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
We're not going to play that game.
Well, we know? Also just don't want to be shitbags. Yeah, like, we're not that's doing just that. A horrible thing to do.
Yeah, that's a predatory kind of thing, and I'm not okay with that. And that was kind of a theme I felt last night to some degree.
There
was
a predatory high nature. Level of,
yeah, predator prey going on there. It just bothered me.
Yeah,
you know.
That's
but
only
anyway,
okay in our
it's
bedroom.
Unfortunate. Yeah, in our bedroom, you and I, it's awesome. That's how we play. But you know, when you see it, you know, when you see people, you know, being opportunistic.
Yeah.
Really sleazy. I don't like it.
Yeah, we don't ever want to do that. So we ruled them out very quickly. I think he was kind of almost hinting at maybe potentially wanting to spend a little bit more time with us. And it was like, eh, like, no, we're just,
yeah,
no.
We can't. I mean, listen, she, over the span of 2 minutes, she spoke with us, walked away, came back, and forgot she had met us.
Yeah, it was that bad.
She was too intoxicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't going to happen. So maybe we get to meet them later at another time. And, you know, they don't go out very much, is what he said. They don't get to these events very much. So maybe this was her. She was just letting loose.
Maybe.
You know, whatever. But not... Last night wasn't the time.
Yeah, very nice people, but just wasn't going to happen.
No.
Then the second couple that we ran into. So, okay, when we sign up for these parties, they set up a kick group ahead of time. And I always communicate in them. I don't spend a lot of time in there like some of these people do.
Well, it's hard to. They get so, I mean,
I have to mute it because it's just so constant. But I like to see who's, you know, kind of get a feel and an idea of who's going to be at the party before we go.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's a fun part of this for me. With this particular kick group, after we were added, one of the couples reached out to us almost immediately and were like, hey, do you guys have a Cassidy page? We'd love to see, you know, a little bit more of what you look like.
Right.
And so we gave them our Cassidy name, and they gave us, you know, they sent us a backstage pass on there, and we were able to see what they look like. And it was very obvious from the messages that they sent that they like wanted to bone us.
Yeah, they were super interested right away.
Yeah, like they, she already made comments about how sexy you were and how hot I was to her husband. And
yeah.
I mean, they were really setting the stage for us to play together at this party. And we even talked about like, we'll probably end up fucking this couple.
Good. Yeah, we could have.
I wouldn't say pretty sure, but we had a feeling that maybe we would.
Yeah.
And we got there, and in person, they don't look like their pictures, I wouldn't say.
Right.
We were not particularly physically attracted to them. They weren't like, you know, super unattractive people, just not maybe our types.
First of all, she's very sweet. I mean, she was as nice a person as we've met.
Very cool.
I mean,
girl.
She was a really, really nice gal. But I don't really care what they look like, because after the story that guy told us about how he got his wife into the lifestyle, he could have been Gary fucking Cooper. I mean, he's just disgusting to me.
Who's Gary Cooper?
Well, he was a movie star way before your time.
Oh, was he super hot?
Yeah. Anyway. This guy was a fucking predator.
Yeah.
I mean, what he did to his wife to get her in the lifestyle is disturbing.
Yeah.
And he told the story to us with vigor. I mean, he was very proud of himself.
So proud of what he was telling us. And I'm going to tell you guys this now. I was very disturbed by this story. I feel like we need to share it on the podcast because my concern is that there's other people out there who we've been reached out to by a lot of people who are like, I want to get my wife into the lifestyle.
How do I get my wife into this? You don't.
Let me tell you this. If this is how you plan on doing it, you need to seriously question every single one of your life choices because you are a terrible person. Because this was bad.
Yeah.
It was So anyway, I'm just going to tell the story.
Well, so let's paint the picture. We're talking to this couple. She's just super sweet, right? She's just super friendly. And at some point while we're talking to them, and she's doing most of the talking, he's not really necessarily having a lot of conversation with us, but we're the four of us are standing there. The Twister contest went off, and she was in the contest. So, you know, she took her shoes off, and she ran over, or she had like go-go boots on, very kind of cool pink boots. She ran over and started getting into the Twister contest, which left us standing there with her husband talking. And immediately as she walks away, he goes into the story of how he got his wife into the lifestyle. You want to tell that story?
I don't, but I'm going to.
Yeah, go ahead and tell that story.
So he says that she had a very religious conservative upbringing.
Yeah, very.
And they met each other a little bit later in life. They had only been together for like 4 years, I think they said, yeah. And swinging for 3 or something like that.
Yeah.
But he said that he had to give her, what do you call it, Catholic rehab or something.
Yeah.
Because of her super strict religious upbringing.
Yeah.
And so he was trying to get her interested in swinging. And the way that he finally decided to do it, when he pulled the trigger, was his friend's son,
21-year-old son,
needed a place to stay.
Yeah, he was going to school or something near them or whatever.
And they had like a whole big basement that they could rent out to him for cheap. So they rented it out to him, and he was staying in their basement.
Right.
And he could tell that the 21-year-old was super into his wife and like looking at her all the time. She'd like walk around in shorts and he'd stare at her ass. So he got this grand idea to start, when they were having sex, to start like dirty talking about like, oh, wouldn't it be so hot if that 21-year-old down there was the one railing you right now.
Yeah, he's planting a seed in her head. And
she was like, no, I'm not interested in that. I don't want to do that. And he's like, but I knew she did, because she would have these really hard orgasms after we would talk about it. And so I just kept, you know, going with it. And then he started saying, well, you should wear more slutty clothes around the house to show off for this 21-year-old.
Yeah, so less clothes.
He would pick out shorter and shorter skirts and things for her to wear around the house, so that this 21-year-old could ogle her. And then he finally decided one night that he wanted her to go have sex with this 21-year-old.
Yeah.
And he brought it up to her, and she was like, I'm absolutely not doing that. I don't want to do that.
But
I
he was
no
convinced
interest.
That she wanted it. It was like she was saying no, but she really wanted to.
Yeah,
that's what
exactly.
He was saying.
So he finally decided to drag, his words,
yeah,
to drag her down the stairs by her hair.
Yeah.
And knock on the door, and the 21-year-old answered the door, and he was like, hey, I need you to go fuck my wife for a couple hours.
Right.
And the 21-year-old was like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're absolutely going to fuck my wife. She wants to fuck you. You're going to fuck.
Yeah. Tosses her in the room like a piece of meat to a tiger.
And then just leaves them alone, and supposedly they have sex for 2 hours. And then from there on out, like, they're fucking in their hot tub, and like, they're, you know, he's constantly pushing his wife on this 21-year-old sexually.
Yeah, and this guy's, the look on this guy's face when he's telling this story, he is so proud of himself.
And turned on. Like, it was just...
Meanwhile, I don't think I spoke. I don't even know if I was breathing when he was telling this story, because I'm just looking at him. I mean, my mouth must have been wide open. I was just like... What the fuck? Like, is this guy is he joking? Is he gonna have a, is there a punchline to this at some point?
As he's telling this story, the only thing that I can think of, aside from how disgusting this story is, oh my God, I hope that Brian is thinking the same thing I am right now and thinking how disgusting this is, because if we have to have this conversation about this afterwards, this is gonna be a problem. And I turn around and the look on your face is just like, what the fuck? And I was like, okay, good. We're both in agreement on how horrible this story is.
Yeah, and this guy was a total shitbag. And at that moment, it was very clear that we would not be entertaining these folks.
He was not coming anywhere near my pussy ever.
Never.
That was the most horrible, misogynistic, controlling bullshit I have ever heard in my entire life.
I mean, basically turned his wife out to the 21-year-old staying in their basement. I mean, it's like...
It's gross.
Yeah, I just can't... I can't get behind that.
Can you imagine ever treating me like that? Thinking of treating me in that way?
No, it's not even... It's not something that I could even fathom. And the idea that he spoke about it with such conviction, and he was so proud of himself that he had turned his wife into this, you know, as he referred to her as some kind of sexual freak now, is just it's bizarre to me. I mean, how anyone who did that could think that, it's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah. Needless to say, we separated very quickly.
We never spoke
to
them again. We got the hell away from them.
In fact, at one point they kind of beelined for us, yeah. And I very quickly turned my back and pretty much made it obvious, like, I don't want anything to fucking do with these people.
Yeah. And we didn't say anything to them even when we left. We didn't like greet, say goodbye to them. Right. It's just it was too much.
Nope. Gross.
Yeah.
So then the third couple that we interacted with at this party, here's the thing. We left this party after interacting with this couple a little bit confused about, maybe from my perspective.
We were conflicted.
Yeah, a little bit of confliction there. So we'll talk about that. But I think that's an important part of the element of this, because I think that there's probably a lot of couples that go to swinger parties and have these types of interactions and then walk away from them not swinging or not being on the same page with something and feeling shitty about it.
Yeah.
So anyway, we met this couple. When they walked in, like 15 minutes after we got there.
Yeah.
And out of all of the people in the room, I was definitely the most physically attracted to them.
Well, when they walked in, we were sitting down at a table. My back was to the door where you walk in, and you were facing the door. And when you saw them, you said to me, "The couple coming in is smoking hot." And of course, I didn't want to turn around and look like a total perv. So I waited for them to kind of get near us, and I thought, "Oh wow, that's that's pretty impressive. They don't look like everybody else here. That's pretty solid."
Right. Well, and it was funny because we obviously were not the only ones that found them hot, because people were circling around this couple like fucking vultures.
Yeah, but we should also say that this room was not exactly ripe with super attractive people.
No.
So at some point they kind of got out and away from some of those folks, and they came over to us.
Right. Sought us out, which was what we wanted. We didn't want to be those weird, targeting predator people.
Well, there's that couple that was at the event that we've seen now three times, and we've pinpointed them. They know we know what they're all about, and they're opportunists.
Well, it's like they're constantly strategizing.
Yeah, it's sleazy, because she's the bait.
Yep.
They send her over because she's attractive. She's much more attractive than he is, the couple. As far as a couple goes, she's got the level of attractiveness. Hers is higher. So they send her over to the couples to get the attention. And as soon as she feels comfortable and she's gotten everybody else kind of out of the way, she motions him over. So then he gets into the conversation. We've seen him do this now a half a dozen times.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking sleazy.
It's phony. To me, it's like you are incapable of having real interactions and connections with people.
Right.
So instead you have to do this. You have to target people. It's fucking weird.
And what they were doing, and that we've seen them do it, when they get their hooks in, they don't leave that couple's side.
Right.
There's no separation. Like, once they've determined that that's the prey, then that's it.
Yep.
And it's really, I mean, and they know we know it. They don't even look in our direction.
They stay far away from us because we can tell that they are disgusting.
Yeah, so they don't even come near us. So this particular couple was trying to hone in on them. And fortunately, they spotted it pretty quickly.
They snipped it out, yep.
And they came right over and they started talking to us. And as it turns out, they also live in our neighborhood.
They do. Yes, it's so funny.
Yeah, not even just in our town. They literally live like 8 blocks away or something.
Yeah, not even like 5.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And so he physically is actually a lot like you.
Yeah.
Like, he's taller and he's just kind of, he's pretty built. And I was very attracted to him. I thought he was just a smoking hot dude.
Yeah, you definitely wanted a piece of that. And I feel terrible that you didn't get it.
No. And I thought she was cute as well.
She was very cute.
She is very tatted, which I, for whatever reason, women who are super tatted, I just makes me drool. It's so hot.
She was cute. She was cute. She had a great personality.
Yeah, and they were just fun. And she was very flirtatious. And at one point, we were talking about her tattoos, and she was kind of rubbing my arm while we were talking about them and making it very obvious that they were interested in us as well.
Even when we first started talking to them, I really bumped into her by mistake. And she was all kind of, I was really apologetic. I didn't mean to. I bumped into her with my ass, obviously. And she was really kind of flirtatious about it and very sweet. She was very cool.
Yeah. Great couple. And
we talked to them for a long time. We had a lot of conversation with them. And even after we kind of separated a little bit, they came back and talked to us again and sat down with us later on. So the most time we spent was with them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then she came up to us at one point.
Yeah. She asked us to go back to the room with her.
She asked us to come.
Just her, not him.
right?
Yep, she wanted us to go back to go up to the room with her because she wanted to smoke a cigarette and smoke some weed. And that's when I got to check out.
Yeah, and here's the thing. We left and I was bummed. I'm going to be honest. I was bummed.
Yeah, I know you were.
Because I was attracted to them. And not only that, but I just felt like we took all this time and money and everything to travel to this event, and it was like yet another bust if we left. And we did leave very shortly after that because it was like, okay, we've exhausted our options, and it was like 11:30 at night and we were fucking tired, and
and we just want to go home and fuck anyway. So
yeah, we did, but we left, and I was a little bit butthurt about the whole thing. And you made a really good point, which is like, we're not gonna, your one major deal breaker is no smoking.
Yeah.
And so for me to expect you to break that just because I wanted us to fuck this couple was not fair and not cool. And if we would have done that, it would have been completely disingenuous to who we are. And the fact that we constantly talk, not only on the podcast, but in person, you and I, about how we're only going to make decisions that make sense for both of us and that benefit both of us, you know, in terms of our relationship,
right?
You being with a smoker and not being attracted to that person because they smell like smoke, or taste like smoke or whatever, right, would have been completely against our values in terms of lifestyle.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, there was a part of me that, you know, there was a split second where I was like, well, she really is attracted to these people. She's really attracted to him. Maybe I just got to suck this up, but I know me and I know that I couldn't do it. So, you know, and again, I'm not trying to be shitty. For those of you out there who smoke, or you smoke, we don't give a shit. You know, live your life, do your thing. But for me, I can't get around that.
It's literally like the one thing for you.
Yeah, it's a sensory overload thing. That it's a smell. I can't do it. I just can't. So I can't be around it. I can't be in a place where there are people smoking. I just can't. So it's a deal breaker. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, I feel terrible because I really like them. And under any other circumstance, we would have been fucking them for sure.
Yeah.
Because they wanted us to meet with them. They wanted us to go back to their room. I mean, it was
100%. Oh, for sure.
But it's just that thing, man. You know?
So we struck out, three strikes and we're out.
Well, let's talk about that just for a minute. You know, we came to some conclusions last night at this event. You know, we do well on our own without going to these collectives, let's call it, right?
Well, the large ones. We've talked about doing some smaller house parties and things like that.
Right.
But yeah, these giant events where it's just a lot of craziness and very little interaction that's real and genuine.
There's a lot of presumptuousness, and there's a lot of just, it's the groping, and it's the level of presumptuousness. You know, the guy that we knew from the first party is super nice, him and his wife, but he was taking some liberties, kind of touching your waist and, you know, that kind of thing. And then there were some other guys and gals who were kind of doing some groping throughout the room. It's just not what we're looking for. And for those of you who dig that, hey, listen, more power to you. There are a lot of people who go to clubs and parties and they go and have sex with, you know, couples indiscriminately. That's your thing. We need to have a connection. We genuinely want to like you, which is why the physical is not the most important thing. You don't have to be GQ models or runway models. That's not our, it's not like we have to be super attracted to you in that aspect. We have to like you.
Yeah.
You know, now with this particular couple last night, just so happened that they were super hot and we liked them. But there was a component that, you know, just didn't tick. There's just a box that didn't get ticked.
Right.
You know? So we determined that this is not a group that we need to kind of participate with anymore. We're not going to attend any more of the events thrown by this club.
Right.
That's our deal.
But we did find out from the gentleman who lives two blocks away from us that there is another much smaller and much more secretive.
It's exclusive, for sure.
Exclusive. That's a better word.
Yeah.
Very exclusive group here in our town or in our area, very close to us.
Yeah.
And they are they make you jump through a lot of hoops.
There's
and
criteria.
I think that there's a lot of people, probably a lot of people that are at this larger group that don't want to jump through all those hoops. They see it as like, oh God,
too
I have to
trouble.
go through all of these steps to be able to be a member, and then I have to be a member and I have to pay for membership.
Well, then I have to meet people. Like, you know, you have to have, there's an interview process in this, and not only is there an interview process, you have to be vetted by a number of the members.
Right.
And be sponsored.
We have to be sponsored by an existing couple in the group. So we've already reached out to them. We've gotten some information.
Yeah.
We're going to send in our information today. But I just think for us, we like the fact that this is a group that we have to kind of jump through some hoops for, because the chances of these being serious lifestyle people who we probably have a lot in common with is significantly better.
Well, it's also, you know, there's a level of, you know, understanding amongst people that have gone through that process, right? So everyone in that group has done the same thing. They've all gone through the interviews and the, you know, sending in the bios and all that stuff. So everyone has done it. In this particular group that we partied with last night, there's really none of that, you know, and, and so there isn't anything that's kind of, you're not being bound by anything. No, there's not a, you know, there's no real connection that way, you know, and the idea that you have to be sponsored by members, you know, that means you actually have to have some kind of relationship or at least some interaction with people in that group before you ever get to the group. So you have to be accepted before you're accepted.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And I like that.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I feel like there's a lot more. Listen, there's safety in that. There's security in that. There's consistency in that. And also, these are house parties. Once a month, there's a party thrown at someone's home. You're going to someone's home. So it's not like you're in the convention hall of a shitty hotel. So, you know, you have to, they want to know who you are. And I like that.
Yeah. So hopefully that will yield some really good content for the podcast. But also, I'm just really hoping that we meet some more people in our area that we maybe have a little bit more in common with in terms of our views on the lifestyle. Because I think what we've concluded about this group is, you know, I'm sure they have the best intentions and some of them are so fucking nice and cool. Yeah. Yeah. But we just aren't on the same page collectively with them on what it is we want out of the lifestyle. I don't want to go in and get groped by some random couple and then go fuck in a hotel room.
Right.
Like, I want to find more than that for us.
Right.
And we have to just go through some different avenues to get there. And that's okay.
Yeah.
We're okay with that. It's just going to take a little bit more time and a little bit more effort, but this is important to us and we're going to make it happen. So
it is. And so, you know, we left the event last night. Again, we were a little conflicted. We had some mixed feelings about it, but we talked more about it and you know, like today, and it made a lot more sense. Our decision obviously made more sense. It is who we are, and to go against those hard rules simply for the, you know, just to have sex with another couple, you know, just didn't make sense for us.
No, that's silly. Know? Doesn't make any sense. So I'm glad we made that decision.
Yeah, and I feel better about it.
And to be honest with you, it was not a wash because we had so much hot sex. We had sex last night, although I will say our sex this morning was some of the hottest sex we've had in a while.
And we have really hot sex.
It was so good.
It was visceral.
Well, first of all, I always get turned on when we go into a hotel room. Like, for whatever stupid reason, it's just this like mental thing that as soon as I walk into a hotel room, I'm fucking horny.
Right.
So the fact that we were in the hotel room was that added sense of excitement.
Right.
But I think the other part of it was that we were frustrated from the night before. We'd had sex, but it was like I still felt this like bottled up frustration.
Well, yeah. And we also were going to have a date this morning with a single dude.
Yeah.
Who totally fucking flaked. Another single guy. Well, we think he's single, right? Now we're not too sure. We thought he was single. There may be
some red flags.
Yeah, there may be some more to it than that. But as it turns out, this single dude pretty much was a no-show.
Yep.
And it was super frustrating. I am so tired of these guys. They all get the same spiel. You know, oh, I can't find the right person. Oh, I can't find the right situation. Oh, no, you know, people don't really want to hang out with single guys. Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit. I'm doing it again because these guys are full of shit. This is a younger, attractive guy that you were attracted to.
Yep.
Really horned up to fuck this morning.
Yep.
And blows us off.
Yeah.
Hey, you got nobody to blame but yourself. If you're a legitimate single guy and you're frustrated by what you're finding, you've got no one to blame but yourself if this is your behavior.
Yeah. So anyway, we were frustrated this morning and we took it out on each other majorly.
Yeah.
You came out from around the corner and you were like, because it was like a big, I don't know, you come out of the restroom and there's like this big coffee bar area and then you can walk around to the beds.
Yeah, it's like an island.
So you like walked
kind of
around
thing.
To the beds and you were like, take your clothes off.
Yeah.
Whenever you say it with that voice, I'm like, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I got naked and sucked your cock for a little bit and then you fucked me from behind so hard.
Yeah.
It was like groping and I love when you squeeze my tits more than anything in the entire world. Like it's just this, and you do it hard. I mean, we're not just talking like a little like honka honka type thing.
No.
Like this is like full on grabbing and squeezing and it's so hot when you do that.
Like, you know, there's a lot of that dominant, you know, component to our our sex, and, you know, grabbing you like that, that visceral, like from behind, and, you know, pinning you to the bed and holding you down and, you know, squeezing your tits like that. And you know, that's just, I mean, it's total control, and dominance.
Well, your whole weight is on me. So, I mean, picture this, I'm on my stomach,
right?
And you are on top of me with your entire body weight.
Yeah, I'm straddling.
And you are grabbing my tits from, you know, under me.
Right. So, and I'm holding your arms and you can't move.
Yeah, I'm completely pinned down. I'm completely immobilized, and you are just fucking me hard and deep from behind. It gets me going so hard. You made me come probably like 4 or 5 times in the matter of, you know, 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was so good. And it just once again spoke to how we, like, sexually, we make the best of every situation.
Yeah, it's not going to matter. You know, we don't hook up with a couple or single dude. We're going to have hot fucking sex anyway. It doesn't matter. My whole thing is, it's like, shame on you guys. Like, you missed out on this, because that's what I'm thinking. You know, while we're fucking, I'm like, why would you pass this up? You know, how do you do that? You know, I mean, it just doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get it. So,
but they missed out, and we just got to fuck each other, and that was amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, so we're still on the hunt. That's just how it works.
Yeah. You know, I'm hopeful.
But we do maybe have a potential. We're going to talk about that soon.
For my playmate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I already fucked him, so we'll talk about that soon. Because,
for sure. And it was like so fucking hot.
Brian said, it was an amazing night.
Holy shit. Yeah.
So that's going to be a really fun podcast episode. That'll be coming soon.
Yeah. There were some components of that that we had not experienced yet, and it just kind of elevated everything.
Yeah, it totally did.
Yeah, it was fucking hot.
So more to come. And as always, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us, when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.